were from the Soviet Union. It was the 80s, and people were still a little bit, it wasn't great. So, but it did make me proud. And then I started looking into the story, and when I became a filmmaker, it always stayed with me, and I started to do more research and realized that the story was much bigger. It was epic. It was a story about the Soviet Union, the people, and the Russian soul. And that's really what made me pull the trigger and made me want to explore this as a filmmaker. I had an opportunity to shoot some of these old legends of the Soviet Union, and I had about a month to decide whether I was going to do it or not. And ultimately, I kind of jumped off that cliff and went over to Russia and started interviewing these guys, and the story started to evolve a bit. But then the protagonist of the movie, who I didn't know was going to be the protagonist, was basically, rejecting being interviewed over and over. I called him maybe 10, 15 times, and he said no every time. But then on the last day of the shoot, for some reason, he said, okay, I'll be there. So he shows up, and he stands about an inch away from me, and he says, okay, I'll give you 15 minutes, and then I'm out of here. So he was kind of intimidating me. And that interview turned into a five-hour interview, you'll see. And then two more times we interviewed. But I think that he realized that I was going for something much deeper, and I was really trying to explore something very deep in the Soviet culture. So he just kept going.
Well, I'd say that mission is accomplished. You're going to know that when this film is over.